name, Lord Jesus, we continue with learning on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续关于圣灵教义的学习。
The true Jesus Church believe that, you know, after the ascension of Christ, the Spirit would come in two period of time.
真耶稣教会传统认为，就是从使徒时代之后，圣灵会分两个时期来。
After the ascension of Christ,
在基督升天之后
the Spirit will be poured down on two different periods of time.
圣灵会有两个时期降下来。
Now the question is this biblical?
那问题是，这个是符合圣经的吗？
You know, for those who were born in the church,
对于那些出生在教会里的
you know, we have been taught that, you know, the Spirit would come in the time of the apostle and the time of the true Jesus Church.
我们被教导说，圣灵在使徒时代的时候降临，那还有在真耶稣教会的时代会降临。
So this session I'm going to share with you some passages, based on the Old Testament scriptures.
那所以这一节我将会引用旧约圣经来和大家做分享。
Now when we talk about rain, does the Bible say that rain represents God?
当我们讲到雨的时候，我们是雨是不是代表神呢？
We turn to Psalms.
请翻到诗篇。
Please turn to the book of Psalms.
诗篇。
Chapter 72.
七十二篇。
Psalms chapter 72.
诗篇第七十二篇。
We read from. We read verse 6.
第六节。
72 verse 6.
诗篇七十二篇第六节
He shall come down like rain upon the grass before mowing, like showers that water the earth.
第六节，他必降临，像雨降在已割的草地上，如甘霖滋润田地。
He here refers to God.
在这里，他指的是神。
He shall come down like rain upon the grass before mowing.
这里说，他必降临如雨降在已割的草地上。
We also turn to Isaiah.
请再翻到以赛亚书。
Please turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书。
Chapter 55.
五十五篇，五十五章。
We read from verse 10.
从第十节念起。
And verse 11.
还有十一节。
For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return, there but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
五十五章的第十节。雨雪从天而降，并不返回，却滋润地上，使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使要吃的有粮。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
So shall my words be that goes forth from my mouth; it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it.
第十一节，我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上必然亨通。
Comparing these two verses, it's clear that the word of God is like the rain.
从这两节的比较中，我们清楚地看到，神就如同雨。
So the word of God that go forth from His mouth shall not return to Him void, just like the rain comes down and nurture the.The earth.
那如同十一节说，我口所出的话也必如此必，绝不突然返回，就如同下来的雨也不会回去。
We know that you know the word of God, yeah, the Spirit is the word of God, and the word of God or the truth is the Spirit.
我们知道圣灵就是神的话，而神的话就是
真理，就是圣灵，
就是真理，就是圣灵。
We also turn to Hosea.
我们请翻《何西阿书》。
Please turn to Hosea。
《何西阿书》。
We look at chapter 6。
第六章。
Hosea chapter 6.
何西阿书第六章。
We read verse 3.
第三节。
Chapter 6 verse 3.
何西阿书第六章第三节。
Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rains to the earth.
第三节，我们务要认识主神，竭力追求认识他。他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们，像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
The latter rain and former rain.
这边提到了甘雨跟春雨。
Right. So quite clear, yeah. We said the rain represent God or prefigure God is not wrong.
所以很清楚的知道，当我们说雨就是神，其实是没有错的。
You know, our church teaches that, you know, that rain prefigures or represents God.
那在我们教会也是如此教导我们说雨就是代表神。
Now I want to read Leviticus.
利未记。
Turn to Leviticus.
利未记。
Now according to the law of Moses, God is in control, yeah, of, we said, of nature. He controls the nature.
根据摩西的律法，神是掌管自然界的。
He has the power not to give rain.
所以他有那个能力不赐下雨。
Even during the rainy season, we find that he can hold back the rain from coming.
即便在雨季的时候，神也有那个权力使雨不降下来。
We turn to Leviticus chapter 26.
请翻到利未记的第二十六章。
Leviticus chapter 26.
利未记的二十六章。
We read verse 3 and verse 4.
第三、第四节。
If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you rain in the season, and the land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit.
二十六章第三节，你们若遵行我的律例，谨守我的诫命，第四节，我就给你们降下时雨，叫地生出土产，田野的树木结果子。
You know, there is a condition attached to the giving of the rain.
这里其实降下雨是附有条件的。
That is, the people of God must walk in His statutes and keep His commandment and perform them.
那就是神的百姓必须要遵守律例，谨守诫命。
You know, otherwise the rain will not be given.
否则雨就不会降下来给他们。
We look at chapter 26, verse 18.
请读同一章二十六章的十八节。
Verse 18 and verse 19.
十八十九节。
And after all this, if you do not obey me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heavens like iron and your earth like bronze.
十八节，你们因这些事若还不听从我，我就要为你们的罪加七倍惩罚你们。我必断。绝你们因势力而有的骄傲，又要使父你们的天如铁，在你们的地如铜。
Again, yeah, God says to them that if they fail to obey Him, then He would what, withdraw this rain from coming upon them.
所以在这里，神说，如果他们不听从神的话，那他就会禁止雨下到他们那边。
Now, if you look at the Old Testament scriptures, whenever they sin against God, you find that the presence of God was not with them, and God allowed what?The enemies to attack them.
从旧约我们看到，一旦百姓得罪了神，神不与他们同在的时候，敌人就会攻击他们。
We turn to Deuteronomy.
请翻到《生命记》。对不起，对，《生命记》。
Chapter 11.
生命记的第十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 11.
生命记第十一章。
13 and 14.
第十三、第十四节。
This again, these two verses are similar to what we have read just now.
这跟我们刚才所念的有雷同。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
And it shall be that if you earnestly obey my commandment which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will give you the rain.For your land in the seasons, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain and your new wine and your oil.
第十三节，你们若留意听从我今日所吩咐你吩咐的诫命，爱主你们的神，尽心尽性侍奉他，他必按时降秋雨春雨在你们的地上，使你们可以收藏五谷、新酒和油。
You know that, in the land of Palestine, there are three seasons of rain, three periods of rain.
在巴勒斯坦地，他们有三个雨季。
The early rain,
春雨。
And the latter rain,
晚雨。
In between is what they call the rain in the winter.
那中间那个就是春，他们称冬季的雨。
Now here in chapter 11 verse 14, the emphasis is on the early rain and the latter rain.
所以在十一章十四节这里，它重点放在春雨还有秋雨。
Can I ask you a question?
那我可以问你们一个问题吗？
In the history of the chosen people of God,
在神选民的历史当中，
did God ever stop the heaven from giving them rain?
神有没有曾经停止天给他们雨？
When was it?
什么时候？
Elijah.
在以利亚的时代。
For how long? Why 3.5?
多久？三年半。为什么三年半？
God said it. Okay, God said it. Okay.
他回答是因为神说的。
God said it. Yeah, it's true. God said it.
是的，是神说的。
Okay, we turn back to Leviticus.
我们翻回到利未记。
Chapter 26.
第二十六章。
Verse 18, yeah?
第十八节。
How many times did God say that he would punish them?
在这里神说要处罚他们几倍呢？
Seven times, yeah?
七倍。
If we talk about early rain and latter rain, yeah?
如果我们讲到秋雨和春雨。
So in 3.5 years,
在三年半。
There were 7 periods of rain, yeah? Apart from the middle bit, the winter.
总共算起来，总共有七个雨季，不算中天的冬天的雨季。
Is that also?
不是吗？
So 3.5 years, 7 times.
三年半加起来，其实就经过了七个雨季。
Is that correct?
这样子对吗？
Every year there are two seasons of rain.Excluding the middle one is early rain and latter rain.
每一年总共有两个雨季，不算中间那个冬季的雨的话，有春雨跟秋雨。
So 3 times 2 is 6.
所以三乘以二等于六。
So half a year there is one season.
那半年就是在一季。
6 plus 1 equal to.
所以六加一。
7.
七。
Is that correct?
对吗
？Okay. Yeah, 7 times.Okay. Now we turn to Jeremiah.
我们翻到耶利米书。
We look at chapter 3.
第三章。
Right, we read verse 3.
第三节。
Okay. Now, therefore, the showers have been withheld, and there has been no latter rain. You have had a harlot's forehead. You refuse to be ashamed.
第三章第三节，因此甘霖停止，春雨不降，你还是有娼妓之脸，不顾羞耻。
Now, why did God stop this rain from coming to them?
为什么神停止雨降在他们那边？
Because of their harlotry, their worship idol. That's why God decided to withhold the rain.
因为他们拜偶像，所以神决定停止降雨。
So, you know, when there was no rain and obviously their their crops, you know, their plantation will suffer.
当没有雨的时候，他们的农作物当然就会受损。
So their land will not be able to, you know, to give any produce.
而地就没有出产。
So you know, they will suffer droughts or famines as a result.
所以结果就是他们会需要度过饥荒。
Now I want to read also Isaiah.
翻到以赛亚书。
Isaiah, we read chapter 32.
以赛亚书三十二章。
Isaiah chapter 32.
三十二章。
We read verse 15.
十五节。
Chapter 32, verse 15.
三十二章的第十五节。
Isaiah chapter 32, verse 15.
三十二章十五节。
So until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted as the forest.
十五节，等到圣灵从上浇灌我们，旷野就变为肥田，肥田看如树林。
Now from verse 12 onwards to verse 14, it talks about this pleasant field or this bustling city. You know, for some reasons.Became desolated.
从十二节到第十四节，这里形容一个美好的田地、欢乐的城，但是突然间就变成十五节的，
became a desolate,
就变成
desolated place.
旷野。
Now, and verse 13 says, even thorns and briar grow in this, you know, this joyous city.
那这里提到，甚至荆棘。都长在这个这个过去快乐的城中。
Now verse 15 says only the Spirit can transform the city.
在十五节这里提到，也只有圣灵可以使这个城转变。
So when the Spirit came from is poured upon us from on high.
所以当圣灵从上浇灌我们。
And the wilderness becomes a fruitful field.
而旷野就变成了肥田。
So sometimes when you look at the Old Testament scriptures, yeah, you know, places are described as what? Desolate, ruinous, or even like a wilderness, yeah.
所以当在我们旧约看到如同旷野被毁坏的这些词的时候。
You find that it is because God what, has left the place.
那就是因为神已经离开那个地方了。
And the Spirit was not there.
而神的灵也不在那里了。
So when the Spirit of God comes back,
所以当神的灵再次回来，
you see a transformation.
我们就会看到有一个转变。
Now we believe that there are two periods of rain.
我们相信有两个雨季。
According to Hosea,
根据何西阿书，
God said He would come to them like early rain and latter rain.
他说，神说他如同春雨跟秋雨的到来。
We have also seen this in the Law of Moses.
我们也在摩西的律法中这样子看到。
That God would come to them in like early rain and latter rain.
神会如同秋雨和春雨的来到他们那边。
You know that the Old Testament scriptures is written for us, is for our learning.
你知道旧约的经文其实是为我们而写的，为了我们的学习而写的吗？
It's about Jesus Christ and His salvation.
是关于基督以及救恩。
It's about the grace that would come.
以及即将到来的恩典。
We know that for a church, for the church to receive the grace of God, we must have the presence of the Spirit.
为使教会要可以领受到神的恩典，我们必须要有圣灵。
Now we turn to Isaiah chapter 5.
我们翻回以赛亚书的第五章。
Isaiah chapter 5.
以赛亚书的第五章。
Now, from verse 1 to verse 7,
从第一节到第七节。
Here it talks about the vineyard.
这里讲到了葡萄园。
Here in this passage, God has done whatever He can or He could to make sure that you know this vineyard will bring forth good grapes.
所以在这一段经文里面，神尽了他所有能做的，使这个葡萄园能结出好的果子。
We can see this in verse 2.
在第二节这里就写着。
And this vineyard actually is the well-beloved of God.
而这个葡萄园正是神所爱的。
Now, for some reason, this vineyard here, vineyard here is not able to bring forth a good grapes.
但是不知什么理由，这个葡萄园却没有办法结出好的果子。
It brought forth a wild grapes.
反而结出了野葡萄。
So God was very angry and upset.
因此神非常的生气。
So he decided to break down its walls, and he decided to trample his own vineyard.
所以神就决定要撤去篱笆，要践踏这个葡萄园。
Now please read verse 6.
请念第六节。
I will lay it waste, and it shall not be pruned or dug, and there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that the rain no rains on it.
第六节，我必使它荒废，不再修理，不再除刨，荆棘犁藤也倒要生长，我也必命云不降雨在其上。
And this vineyard is actually the house of Israel.
而这个葡萄园指的就是以色列家。
God is going to destroy this house of Israel.
神要彻底的毁灭了它。
Like what I said, pay attention to verse 6, two things are mentioned.
但是注意第六节这里有两件事情提到。
Thorns and briar grow in it.
荆棘犁藤倒要生长。
And God commands the cloud that then rain no rain on it.
而他也并命云不降雨在其上。
Meaning that God would not bless this community.
就代表神不会再祝福这个团体。
Or the presence of God is no longer there.
也是代表说神的存并不会存在这里。
When you look at the book of Ezekiel, look at the first temple.
如果当我们看以西结书第一个会堂圣殿
the temple there was full of corruption.
那圣殿里面充满了败坏。
God's glory begins to move away from the temple step by step.
而神的灵就慢慢的从这个圣殿中撤去。
So eventually he left, the glory of God left the temple altogether.
而到了最后，他完全的离开了圣殿。
So when he left, and what slaughter began?
那当他离开了圣殿之后，屠杀就开始产生在这里。
Those who do not have the mark of God would be killed.
而那些没有神印记的人就被屠杀。
Now I want you to read the chapter 27 of Isaiah.
我们看以赛亚书的第二十七章。
Here once again it talks about the vineyard.
这里再一次提到了葡萄园。
We look at verse 2 to verse 3.
第二节还有第三节。
Verse 4, sorry.
第二节到第四节。
Chapter 27, verse 2 to verse 4.
二十七章第二节到第四节。
I said, in that day, sing to her a vineyard of red wine.
第二节说，当那日有出酒的葡萄园。
Meaning in the future, yeah.
其实指的是未来。
A vineyard of red wine will be built.
有一个出酒的葡萄园将会被建起。
Verse 3.
第三节。
I, the Lord, keep it, I water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I keep it night and day.
我主神是看守葡萄园的，我必时刻浇灌，昼夜看守，免得有人损害。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Fury is not in me who will set briar and thorns against me in battle. I will go through them. I will burn them together.
第四节，我心中不存愤怒，唯愿荆棘犁藤与我交战，我就勇往直前，把它一同焚烧。
It seems that here, the vineyard is mentioned at least two times.
在这里可以看到葡萄园提了两次。
At least two times.
至少两次。
Now.Chapter 5 verse 6.
第五章的第六节。
In the vineyard, it sprang up briars and thorns.
提到葡萄园里面长了荆棘。
And also said God would command the cloud not to rain.
而且他也命令雨不再降雨。
But here we see a difference.
但是在这里我们看到有一个差异。
Chapter 27 verse 2 to verse 4.
在二十七章第二节到第四节。
And here it said God would keep, the vineyard every moment.
这里说神必时刻的看守这个葡萄园。
He would water it.
他会浇灌他。
Meaning he would allow rains to come.
也代表说他会允许雨降在这里。
He personally would look after this vineyard.
他亲自会看守这个葡萄园。
And it says he will keep it night and day.
他说他会昼夜看守着。
To make sure that what this vineyard would have what this water is well watered.
要确保这个葡萄园有足够的水分。
Now verse 4.
第四节
here it says God would fight against briar and thorns.
他说他必与荆棘藜藤交战。
He would go through them, he would burn them together.
他会勇往直前，然后把他们焚烧。
But when you look at chapter 5, yeah.
但是当我们翻到以赛亚书第五章的时候
the first vineyard songs.
这讲到的第一个葡萄园
God did not destroy the thorns and briars.
神并没有铲除荆棘藜藤。
God stopped the rain from coming.
反而他降雨停止雨降在这其上。
You know the church, the teaching of the church is that, yeah, the apostolic church became corrupt.
那在这里，圣经的教导也在其中，在使徒的时候，教会败坏了。
Our church also says that the church in the time of the apostle had become corrupt.
我们教会也是说，在使徒时代的教会后来逐渐败坏了。
And therefore the spirit left the church.
因此圣灵就离开了教会。
If you look at Revelation, five out of the seven churches were corrupt.
如果我们看启示录七间教会，五间已经败坏了。
And two actually had the throne of Satan in it.
而有两间有撒旦的荆棘在其中。
Now in chapter 27,
在二十七章这里。
Yes, the church will go through, the vineyard will go through a period of struggle.
的确，这个葡萄园会经过一阵子的挣扎。
But God is always there.
但是神一直守在那里。
God will continue to water the vineyard.
而且神也会继续的浇灌这个葡萄园。
God will continue to fight against thorns and briars.
而神也会继续勇往直前，来跟这个荆棘藜藤交战。
Meaning that the Spirit of God shall abide with us until His second coming.
也代表说神会与我们同在，一直到他第二次的临。
We know that thorns and briars represent falsehood according to the scriptures.
根据经文，荆棘藜藤代表的是假的道理。
False teachings.
是假的教道理。
If you look at the first church.
如果我们看第一个教会。
The first church was destroyed because of falsehood, because of deception, because of false teachings.
第一个教会就是因为假的道理、欺骗等等被毁坏的。
Today the true Jesus church also is facing the same challenge.
但是今天的真教会同样我们也面临同样的挑战。
But we thank God, we know that God is going to fight for us.
但是感谢神，我们确信是到神会与我们一同作战。
Because the Spirit of God is with the church.
因为神的灵与教会同在。
He will not leave us.
他绝对不会离开我们。
He will defeat this falsehood.
他一定会能战胜这个假的道理。
So that the truth of God once again will be displayed.
所以神的真道会再一次被彰显。
So from here we can see two periods of time.
所以从这里我们可以看到两个时期。
The rain came, but because of sin, God stopped the rain.
第一次的雨降下来，但是因为罪，雨就停止降了。
The second time the rain comes again.
那第二次的雨会再降下。
But God will continue to allow the rain to come.
而神会继续允许雨的降临。
He will allow what he will.Fight for us to destroy the falsehood.
他会为我们而作战，一直到把假道假的道理毁坏。
We turn to Joel.
我们翻到约珥书。
Joel chapter 2.
约珥书的第二章。
Joel chapter 2.
约珥书第二章。
We read verse 23.
第二十三节。
Joel chapter 2 verse 23.
约珥书第二章的二十三节。
Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month.
第二十三节，锡安的民啊，你们要快乐，为主神你们的神欢喜，因他赐给你们合宜的秋雨，为你们降下甘霖，就是秋雨、春雨和先前一样。
Here it talks about the coming of the rain.
这里提到了雨的降下。
Is to be given to the children of Zion.
是要给锡安的民。
We know that Zion represents the church.
我们知道锡安代表的就是教会。
Last week, you know, we did the one true church. We know that Zion is the church of God.
上个礼拜我们提到了独一真教会，也提到了锡安，预表的就是教会。
So why should the children of Zion be happy?
所以为什么锡安的民要快乐呢？
Because God is going to give them rain.
因为神将会给他们雨。
Meaning God is going to give rain to the church.
也代表说神会给教会降下雨。
If you look at the second part of verse 23,
如果我们看23节的后半段。
He said he has given you the formal rain faithfully. It seems that the formal rain has been given.
他说就是秋雨春雨和先前一样，何以的秋雨和先前一样。
Formal rain, he has given you the formal rain already been given.
他已经给你，他因他赐下你们何以的秋雨。
You know, formal rain is mentioned twice.
在这里秋雨提到了两次。
The first one is he has given you the formal rain.
第一次就是他给你们秋何以的秋雨。
And then he will cause the rain to come down for you, the formal rain and the latter rain in the first month.
那为你们降下甘霖就是秋雨、春雨和先前一样。
The first formal rain.
第一次的秋雨
can be translated as teacher of righteousness.
可以翻译成 teacher. 正义的老师。
公义的老师。Okay, now we know that Jesus Christ is the teacher of righteousness.
我们知道主耶稣基督就是公义的老师。
After Christ has come,
当基督来到之后
after his ascension,
在他升天之后
and Jesus promised that he would pour down the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣答应应许说他会降下圣灵。
If Jesus has not gone, then the Spirit would not have come.
如果主耶稣没有升天的话，那圣灵就不会降下。
So you find that this verse actually fit very well into our teachings, the patterns of our belief. Or put it slightly differently, our patterns of belief fit very well into this verse.
那我们就从这个经节可以看到，它其实非常的符合我们圣经的教训。又换句话说，我们圣经的教训非常符合这个经节所说的。
Jesus went up to heaven.
主耶稣升天。
And then the rain come.
那雨降下。
Early rain.
秋雨。
And we know that it has already come.
那我们知道秋雨已经降下了。
Now in our time is the latter rain.
那我们现在所降的就是晚雨。或春雨。
So two period of time.
所以有两个时期。
Is to be given to what? The children of Zion.
那是要给谁呢？就是给锡安的选民。
There is a question we need to answer.
但是有一个问题我们必须要回答。
Okay, there are, according to the land of Palestine, there are three periods of rains.
根据巴勒斯坦地的他们季节有三个雨季。
The first one, early rain.
第一个是早雨。
You know when the rain comes.
当雨来的时候。
The first shower, yeah.
第一次降下雨就是叫早雨。
The reason for that rain, the purpose for that rain is to soften up the soil.
那早雨的用意是要使土可以软。
So that you know when the seed is sown, the seed can easily grow.
所以当种子撒下去的时候，种子才容易发芽长大。
The latter rain.
而晚雨。
Is the rain that falls before the harvest.
而晚雨是在丰收之前所下的雨。
So when this rain comes.
所以当这个雨降下的时候
then all the fruits and crops will be ripened.
那所有的果树还有丰收的物都会成熟
in between,
那中间
we call a shower in winter.
夹着是冬季的雨
but actually it's like sometimes it's continuous.
但是有时候它们其实是连在一起的
from early rain all the way to latter rain.
从早雨一直到晚雨是连在一起的。
We said this represents the spirit that came in the time of the apostle.
那如果我们说早雨预表的就是早期使徒教会的所降下的。
And this one is during the time of TJC.
而晚雨是在真耶稣教会时期降下的。
And what about this?
那中间这一段呢？
This is a question that we need to answer.
而这也是我们必须要回答的一个问题。
You know, the original words used for this rain is Gershom.
那冬季的雨原文就希伯来文用的是这个 Gershom 这个字。
It can represent rain.
可以代表雨。
Or heavy rain.
下大雨。
Or even violent rain.
或风暴的雨。
Now, if you look at the Bible very closely.
但是如果我们是看圣经
we turn back to Joel.
我们翻回约珥书
chapter 2.
第二章
Joel chapter 2.
约珥书的第二章
We read verse 23.
第二十三节
And the middle part says, And he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain.
他这边说为你们降下甘霖就是秋雨春雨。
So the Bible emphasizes early rain and latter rain.
所以圣经中强调 秋雨和春雨这两个雨季。
The Bible does not emphasize this.
而圣经并没有强调冬季的雨季。
Now we turn back to Hosea.
我们翻回到何西阿书。
Chapter 6.
第六章。
Hosea chapter 6.
何西阿书第六章。
We read verse 3.
第三节。
Chapter 6, verse 3.
第六章第三节。
Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter rain and former rain.
我们务要认识主神，竭力追求认识他，他必出现却如晨光，他必降到我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
The Bible does not talk about the shower in the winter.
圣经并没有提到冬天来的雨季。
God uses the early rain and latter rain to represent his presence with human beings or with his children.
所以神用早雨还有晚雨来代表着他跟他选民同在。
So what we need to look at is this two, and not this one.
所以我们要看的是前后的这两个早雨和晚雨，并不是中间这一段。
We do not talk about this. We do not emphasize this because the Bible does not emphasize this.
那我们不强调这个，是因为圣经也没有强调这一段。
That's why we believe that the rain, you know, the Spirit of God has come in two periods of time.
所以我们深信神的灵以两个时期降下。
This is our faith. This is our belief.
这是我们的信仰，这也是我们的认知。
Alright. Now, give you an example.
我给你们一个例子。
We always say that Moses prefigures Christ.
我们常常说摩西预表了主耶稣基督。
I want you to read Hebrews.
我们念希伯来书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
We read verse 2.
第二节。
Who was faithful to him who appointed him as Moses also was faithful in all his house.
第二节，他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样。
Here it talks about Jesus Christ was faithful to God in his house.
这里提到主耶稣基督为他的家尽忠。
As Moses also was faithful in the house of God.
如同摩西在神的家也全然尽忠。
It's like making a comparison between Moses and Jesus Christ.
而这里就是比较主耶稣基督还有摩西。
But we know that Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses.
但是我们知道主耶稣他比摩西更配得 荣耀。
Now we turn to 1 Corinthians.
我们翻回到哥林多前书。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
We read verse 1 and verse 2.
第一节第二节
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1 and verse 2
哥林多前书第十章的第一节第二节
Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the clouds and all passed through the sea, all were baptized into Moses in the clouds and in the sea.
第一节弟兄们我不愿意你们不晓得我们的祖宗从前都在云下都从海中经过第二节都在云里海里受洗归了摩西。
You know that the crossing of the Red Sea is like a baptism.
我们知道过红海就如同洗礼一样。
Here we are told that they were all baptized into Moses.
这里说他们都受洗归了摩西。
Today we are baptized into Christ.
而我们今天受洗归了基督。
That's why we said that Moses prefigures Jesus Christ.
因此我们说摩西就是预表主耶稣基督。
This is correct, yeah.
这是正确的，没有错，对吗？
Now, when we talk about Moses,
可是当我们说到提到摩西
Can we say that every aspect of Moses' life is comparable to that of Jesus?
我们可以说在摩西的生命中每一个细节都可以跟主耶稣做比较吗
Can every aspect of his life prefigures the life of Christ?
而摩西的生活中可以完完全全的预表主耶稣基督的一生吗
No.
不能的。
We only select a certain section based on what the Bible says.
我们只能选圣经所提到的部分。
Like here it says they were all baptized into Moses.
就如同这里说的，他们全部受洗归了摩西。
That's why we believe that Moses prefigures Christ, because when we are baptized, we are also baptized into Jesus.
所以我们才会说，摩西可以预表主耶稣基督，因为我们今天受洗就归了基督。
Now coming back to this early rain and latter rain.
那我们回到这个早雨跟晚雨。
Yes, it's true that there are three periods of rain in the land of Palestine.
是的，在巴勒斯坦地有三个雨季。
But the Bible only emphasizes on the first and the last, and not the middle.
但是圣经只有强调。两段就是早雨和晚雨，并没有强调中间那一段。
That's why we don't have to think too much about it.
所以我们不需要过分的去思考这一段。
You know, when if you look at you know the what 圣灵论的
if
the what
我们如果读
the doctrine of Holy Spirit written
圣灵论这本书
by Elder Shea
由谢顺道长老所写的。
He believed in this.
他相信早雨。
Early rain and latter rain.
他相信早雨和有晚雨。
This is the time that the Spirit, you know, came on, you know, the apostles.
里面提到早雨就是在使徒时代所下来的。
And this is the time that when the TJC is established.
而晚雨就是真耶稣教会成立的时候。
This is our belief.
这就是我们的信仰。
So we believe that this is accurate and this is Bible based.
我们相信这是正确的，这也是有圣经根据的。
Okay, I'll tell you what, the next session we'll start answering questions.
从下一堂课我们会开始回答问题。
Now, before that, I want you to look at one passage.
那在那个之前，我想要先来读一段经文。
We turn to 1 Corinthians.
到哥林多前书。
First Corinthians, we read chapter 12.
哥林多前书的第十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书的第十二章。
We read verse 13.
第十三节。
Chapter 12, verse 13.
第十二章的第十三节。
For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slave or free.And all have been made to drink into one spirit.
第十三节，我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一个圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，饮于一位圣灵。
It's like the, you know, the first part talks about water baptism.
第一部分提到了受洗，洗礼。
Water baptism, 水洗。
水洗。
You know, water baptism, no doubt, is administered by.A Baptist, human Baptist, but it must have the presence of the Holy Spirit.
虽然水洗需要有人来施行，但是我们一定要有圣灵的同在。
Now the second part is like saying that you know, the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那第二部分提到了圣灵的洗。
Some people said after you are baptized, you are made to drink into one spirit.
有人说，当你受洗了之后，你就隐于一位圣灵。
It's like almost immediately, instantaneous. You are baptized, you are given the Holy Spirit.
很像马上发生的一个事情，就是你马上受洗就会有圣灵。
Now here it said drink of the Holy Spirit.
但是这里说饮。
Now I want you to read John chapter 7.
那我们翻到约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
约翰福音的第七章。
We read verse 37 to verse 39.
第三十七节到三十九节。
We have read this before.
我们之前读过了。
Now Jesus said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink."
三十七节这里说，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
He who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
三十八节，信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Here Jesus extend an invitation to all those who are thirsty to come to him to drink.
这里主耶稣发出邀请函，让所有口渴的人都可以到他这里来喝。
Obviously, the living water here refers to the Holy Spirit.
而这里会得到活水的江河，指的就是圣灵。
To drink of the Spirit, yeah.
要喝。饮圣灵。
Now, what is Jesus saying here?
那这里主耶稣想要说的是什么呢？
Verse 39 explained.
第三十九节这里就解释。
But this he spoke concerning the Spirit whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
So to drink of the living water,or to drink of the Holy Spirit is a reference to the receiving of the Holy Spirit.
所以要喝这个活水或者饮这个圣灵，指的就是要得着圣灵。
When did the apostle receive the Holy Spirit?
所以使徒是在什么时候得着圣灵的？
They believed in the word of Jesus and they what? And they waited in Jerusalem.
他们相信了神主耶稣的话，然后他们在耶路撒冷等候。
So on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit came.
所以在五旬节的时候，圣灵就降下。
And they received the Holy Spirit.
而他们就受了圣灵。
That is what? That is drinking of the Holy Spirit.
那所预表的就是他们饮圣灵了。
This is what Jesus said.
而这也是主耶稣基督在这里所说的。
Let's pray in silence.
我们一起默祷。
Amen.
Amen.